program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
So we can't share the same opinion even during these trying, uncertain, and difficult times? Oh my gosh. Oh, we're on? Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on KSBT KBFI, and as you just heard, 97.1 FM, North Idaho's radio. And just a quick reminder that if you're not in our listening area in Sandpoint or Bonners Ferry areas, and you want to hear this show or Rush or any of our other fine talk show hosts, you can just go to NorthIdahoRadio.com and click on Listen Live, and there we are. And yes, that will include Bulldog Sports in the future as well. Got to work out the Badger thing, but yeah, NorthIdahoRadio.com. It's North Idaho Thursday today, because it is Thursday, and we're here in North Idaho. I'm your host, Bob Witte. And yesterday's show was really fun, another edition of Rookie's Top 10. We do that now every Wednesday here on North Idaho's radio, and I was thinking that if you, listener, ever have an idea of a top 10 list you'd like us to cover, or maybe even contribute to your own personal top 10, you know, we've done top 10, well, we try to do something that's pertinent to what's happening that week. Like during the Super Bowl, we would do our top 10 favorite Super Bowl commercials of all time, or halftime shows, or during the Academy Awards, our top 10 favorite award-winning movies, or, you know, just stuff like that, or during summertime cocktails, or top 10 favorite barbecue items, or breakfast cereals. We've covered all those things. If you have an idea for a top 10 that you would either like us to explore or you to participate in, we can go to either find us on Facebook or online at NorthIdahoRadio.com online and leave a message there for me, or you can just go to Facebook and put in North Idaho's Radio. It'll go to our Facebook page and you can personal message me. So I'd love to hear from you and do that. Did you hear on the news just a minute ago, they're talking about, you know, airline restrictions are changing rapidly, which I think a lot of the ideas are good. I mean, who wants... I mean, I've flown a lot, and I love it when, like, if I take the aisle seat and someone takes the window seat and we put our books in the middle seat because we don't want anybody to sit there. That might become a thing, just a total thing where no one sits there ever, which is great. And wearing masks on a plane, I have, it feels kind of silly at first, this whole mask thing, but on an airplane, it's always freaked me out that we're breathing the same air, you know, for 3, 4, sometimes 5 hours, depending. Going to Europe, 8.5, 9 hours, you're all breathing the same air, and going to super crowded airports. Like, we've all done it, you know, LAX or Seattle or O'Hare. But so wearing masks just seems to make sense. I think it should be a regular thing. But on the news a minute ago, they're talking about, you know, you could only bring like less than 4 ounces of a liquid. Now they're talking 12 ounces of hand sanitizer. So I'm thinking, can I bring my own beer? They're 12 ounces. And they say, hey, you know, that's a Bud Light. Going, well, I pour it on my hands because it kills germs. Like coconut, it'll kill anything. So probably killing me, actually. Anyway, so 12 ounces for the hand sanitizer. Another good idea. Anyway, yeah, so NorthIdahoRadio.com, if you have an idea for a top 10 for the future, we would love to hear from you, especially what I really enjoyed yesterday is because it would just sort of lighten up after, you know, I hosted this hour for 2 months, almost 9 weeks, actually, of all COVID local coverage. And on one hand, yeah, I think it was all very important. On the other hand, it's nice to kind of get back to some sort of normalcy and lighten things up a little bit. So that's what we do on Wednesdays. Here on Thursdays, we kind of get back to business a little bit. We've got a good show for you today. First up, we'll welcome in our friend from the East Bonner County Library. Marcy Timblin is scheduled to be with us. We'll talk about what's going on at the library. A lot of us miss it a lot. We'll find out when we can go back, how things have changed, what programs are available, and so on and so forth, as the library's really moved into this modern era. And so Marcy will be along to tell us all about that. And then in our second segment, we'll be chatting once again with Michael Rosedale, Bonner County Clerk. Talk about how the Idaho primary is going. Of course, it's going on now. And for the first time ever, a 100% mail-in ballots. So it's interesting times for the county and county clerk. And in our final segment, we'll welcome back in Darcy Smith from the Bonner County Fairgrounds. But today, she'll be wearing her Girl Scouts hat, if that's a thing. Do Girl Scouts have... They have sashes. Yeah, I'm being reminded by our engineer. She'll be wearing her Girl Scout sash and telling us how we can get our favorite Girl Scout cookies. Obviously, you know, they've had them in a warehouse since March, but they haven't been able to go out in public and sell them. So, obviously, you know, it hasn't been business as usual for the Girl Scouts either here in 2020. But this weekend, you can buy your Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, you can. We'll tell you all about that in a little bit. Right now, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we have Marcy from the library, so stick around.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
It's hard to believe Memorial Day is right around the corner. While so much has changed the last few months, we still need to find ways to celebrate those things that don't change, like friends and family and good neighbors. Super One Foods wants to help you celebrate all the good things in our lives. This three-day weekend is a great time to gather those closest to you and light the barbecue in honor of Memorial Day. Let's reignite those traditional times with burgers and hot dogs on the grill, bags of chips, and something sweet from the Super One Bakery. Super One Foods makes it easy to bring a little normal back into our lives. But the one thing that resonates with all of us, good food. Stop by Super One this week and pick up something for your backyard barbecue. Reconnect this Memorial Day in honor of those we love and share a meal. Whether it's from the end of the driveway with neighborhood gathering or your own backyard with your closest family, celebrate with the people you care about, and Super One Foods will raise the flag to honor all of you.
At your new Bi-Mart in Rathdrum, we know you've got things to do, so we've prepared savings just for you. Only at the new Rathdrum Bi-Mart can you find incredible value coming straight to your mailbox this week. There's 2 weeks worth of savings waiting for when it's convenient and comfortable for you to shop. If you're not yet a Bi-Mart member, it's a perfect time to join and see what our $5 lifetime membership can do for you. We're working hard to keep your store stocked with savings for all your everyday needs. We're ready when you are to shop and save at your new Bi-Mart in Rathdrum.
Are you thinking of selling your home and want results? Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty was the number one real estate brokerage in sales in Boundary County for 2019. Locally owned and operated, their Bonners Ferry brokerage donates thousands of dollars each year to our youth, nonprofits, and to those in need. So if you're thinking of buying or selling your home, think local, think number one. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty today, 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker, that's the power of blue.
Hello, this is Dan Clark from Clark's Diamond Jewelers in beautiful downtown Coeur d'Alene. I'd like to thank everyone that shopped with us last month for their patience while we were closed and doing curbside pickup and phone sales. We had some amazing response and experiences helping people get engaged and make the most of being quarantined. It proved to me once again that love is essential and always will be, and it's really good for your immune system, right, Jane?
That's right, Dad. And while we were closed, we doubled the size of our bridal department for more privacy while shopping and upgraded our systems for serving Diamond customers remotely by phone and online. For now, the store is open from 10 to 4 Monday through Friday, and we invite appointments for private showings or call or text 208-664-4615 to speak with a Diamond expert. We are also happy to ship out of state. Clark's is your Diamond store.
Jane, you're awesome. Have I told you lately how much I love you?
I love you too, Dad.
Experience the new Diamond paradigm at Clark's Diamond Jewelers, where love is and always will be essential.
Taylor and Sons.
Taylor and Sons.
Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor and Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Taylor & Sons wants to make it clear to our customers that it's not just business as usual at Taylor & Sons. The way we sell and fix cars and trucks at Taylor & Sons has changed. I want to take the time to highlight some of the things you can expect when doing business with Taylor & Sons during our new normal. When servicing with Taylor & Sons, expect our employees to clean all touch points prior to entry and after we've completed your service. Expect every time a Taylor & Sons employee enters your vehicle that they will be wearing gloves and protective coverings will surround your steering wheel and seating area. Expect a customer lounge that is clean multiple times daily or hourly, depending on number of people. Expect conscientious employees respecting your space and theirs. Finally, expect the same quality service you've received from our family's business for over 30 years. Contactless pickup and drop-off available. Check with your advisor. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. I'm your host, Bob Witte. Here it is, North Idaho Thursday, and we are joined on the phone with Marcy Timlin from the East Bonner County Library. Marcy, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Absolutely great. It's been some tense times for everybody the last few months, and every day I wake up going, I feel fine. This is good. This is good. What is going on at the library? Of course, every business, every person, big changes in the last few months. What's been happening with the library?
Well, thank you for asking. And first, I just want to say I am so proud to be part of our community. It's just amazing the things that people are doing and the way everyone is stepping up to help each other. I always knew that about us, but I'm so encouraged and it's just really, don't you think? I mean, it's just amazing.
Oh, absolutely. That's what we've been talking about on the show for the last couple of months, actually.
Right.
In Bonner's Ferry and in Sandpoint, people pulling together. And I think we could do a little better on the mask thing, honestly. But other than that, people are just supporting each other. The free food that people have been doing, just above and beyond the call of duty and everybody taking care of each other. It's been tremendous. So thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Along that line, I was actually just telling one of my coworkers that I realized I do the marketing at the library and I had not done probably as good of a job as I should have to help promote the Give a Meal, Get a Meal initiative that 350.org Sandpoint has put together with a lot of other organizations. And, just partnering with restaurants and giving people the opportunity who have the circumstances to be able to purchase, when they purchase their own meal, they can also purchase a meal for someone else. And then those families that have been impacted by the COVID-19 virus, just, the pandemic, we've all been affected by it in some way or another. And so families can take advantage of that. And what a wonderful thing that is.
Yeah, absolutely. Just another one of those programs have been very successful and in helping people out. So you and I were talking the other day, the library was open to, you could return books. Well, first of all, thank you for forgiving everybody's late fees because we couldn't return books last couple of months. So, and then they were only accepting them on Mondays, and a couple of times I swung by with two or three books that I had out, and it was overflowing. So obviously people were bringing their books back, but you've now expanded that to a few days a week.
Yes, and I'd like to thank people for not stealing the books that were overflowing from the drop-ins when that happened. So thank you all for your honesty. We were able to respond to that pretty quickly once we realized that was an issue. And it's funny, behind the scenes, there are a lot of weird little logistical things that you have to work out when expanding that. And so we had set one day a week aside for that, so that we could allow those materials to quarantine for the recommended 72 hours before staff process them. And so we're still able, there's no one in the library, so we have room to put materials and keep them safely quarantined until staff can process them. And then when they do, they process them with gloves and face coverings on. So the staff, I want to assure you, the staff are safe. And then certainly by the time the patrons get their materials again, if they place holds on materials, they get them back, then they've been quarantined for quite some time by that time. So, yes, now the drop boxes are open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday every single week, both at the Clark Fork and Sandpoint locations from 8 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. And those are just the wall drops. So the drive-by drops, we weren't opening those up, but the wall drop is open.
Very good. Good to know. And then as far as, you know, the stages, we're in stage 2 of Governor Little's reopening plan for the state. Where do libraries fall in that? I keep looking at the different stages and nothing specifically says libraries. So I'm just curious what's going on with our library.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the question everyone's asking us. And at this point, the way we interpret it, we're thinking that it's probably going to be toward the end of June. So they're in that last phase. Because we are such a, you know, a organization that just has a lot of interaction, a lot of people, so we have to be super careful. But in the meantime, even before we made the decision to close, we were already on the hour thinking about how we can provide services to people safely, first of all. But also we know that, even though we're not considered essential, our services are critical to some people here. And even if you're just your entertainment book habit could be considered critical for some of us. And so, but seriously, there are some real needs there that people have. I'm actually writing my article for my Daily Bee column about that this week that comes out in the paper tomorrow. But just how some people really desperately need the services that the library provides. And so we're constantly trying to figure out how can we either reinstate some of those services as early as possible, or maybe pivot how we provide those services. And so one of the things that we're doing now, and we've been doing for a couple of weeks now, is that patrons can go online and they can reserve materials, physical materials, and then we will pick those materials up off the shelf, we'll process them, and we'll call them when we have those materials ready for them to pick up, and we'll schedule a time for them to just come and have contactless pickup service curbside there at both the Sandpoint and Clark Fork libraries. And then we're actually rolling out a way that people can actually do that online without all the phone calls and streamline that process a little bit in tomorrow, actually, that comes out.
So
you'll be able to see those updates on the website.
Will that begin tomorrow then?
It actually begins, I think. So I think that it's like a little button on the website.
Okay.
And so right now you can certainly can place holds on materials, and you've been able to do that for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
But instead of staff calling you to schedule an appointment, you can schedule your own appointment for pickup online now, as of tomorrow.
Wow, that's great. So what is the website?
It's www.ebonnerlibrary.org.
ebonnerlibrary.org. And you can scroll through the books that are available, or, you know, search for one, or a movie, or whatever that you would get from the library, and order it, schedule a time to pick it up. And then when you pull up to the library to pick up your materials, what exactly happens? Is it just like sitting there on a table for you, or does a person come out and hand it to you, or how's that going to work?
Yeah, so it's contactless. So when you drive up, you'll drive up to the library. There's a sign there that tells you to call the phone number. We have a cell phone number that we're using so that patrons can call us.
Mm-hmm.
The materials are ready for them. They're sitting by the door. So as soon as we know that you're out there, then we bring the materials out. We set them on a bench. We walk away, and you can come up and pick up your materials. And we'll wave at you because we miss you so much. it's killing us.
Well, a lot of us just miss going to the library. I mean, I'm just physically addicted to going to the library and just browsing through books and just, you know, find new authors, or, oh, I heard about that one, and just things like that. And sometimes it's more stimulating to actually be there and looking at the books. So this is different, but the library is still there to serve the public, and you can order your materials online and go pick them up. and then return them on Mondays, Wednesdays, or Fridays. So sort of business as usual. And Marcy, thanks for sharing that. You think maybe by the end of next month, the library could possibly, if we continue the way we're going, be open as a business as usual. So that's encouraging.
It is. And yeah, I mean, we all expect some changes for sure. So when we say business as usual, of course, we know whatever that's going to mean.
Exactly.
But we're sure looking forward to it. I know it's as hard for us as it is for all of you. We have a couple of staff members who have actually just kind of gotten really emotional about it, just because we know how hard it is for some people that really, you know, we would see every day at the library. And we knew that they really needed us, and that we can't do anything about that right now is really hard for us. But people's safety, all of our safety, and just obeying the restrictions that are in place are, you know, that has to come first, of course.
Absolutely. Marcy, we're out of time. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us. We look forward to your article in the Daily Bee tomorrow and encourage everybody to read that to get caught up with what's happening at the East Bonner County Library. And thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, we're sticking kind of a Bonner County theme today on the show. We will be talking to Michael Rosedale, Bonner County Clerk. Of course, the Idaho primary mail-in. It's all mail-in this time around going on. We'll get an update on that. And, well, we'll get to that right after this.
Taylor and Sons.
Taylor and Sons.
Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor and Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Taylor & Sons wants to make it clear to our customers that it's not just business as usual at Taylor & Sons. The way we sell and fix cars and trucks at Taylor & Sons has changed. I want to take the time to highlight some of the things you can expect when doing business with Taylor & Sons during our new normal. When servicing with Taylor & Sons, expect our employees to clean all touch points prior to entry and after we've completed your service. Expect every time a Taylor & Sons employee enters your vehicle that they will be wearing gloves, and protective coverings will surround your steering wheel and seating area. Expect a customer lounge that is clean multiple times daily or hourly, depending on number of people. Expect conscientious employees respecting your space and theirs. Finally, expect the same quality service you've received from our family's business for over 30 years. Contactless pickup and drop-off available. Check with your advisor. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Hello, this is Dan Clark from Clark's Diamond Jewelers in beautiful downtown Coeur d'Alene. I'd like to thank everyone that shopped with us last month for their patience while we were closed and doing curbside pickup and phone sales. We had some amazing response and experiences helping people get engaged and make the most of being quarantined. It proved to me once again that love is essential and always will be, and it's really good for your immune system, right, Jane?
That's right, Dad. And while we were closed, we doubled the size of our bridal department for more privacy while shopping and upgraded our systems for serving Diamond customers remotely by phone and online. For now, the store is open from 10 to 4 Monday through Friday, and we invite appointments for private showings, or call or text 208-664-4615 to speak with a Diamond expert. We are also happy to ship out of state. Clark's is your Diamond store.
Jane, you're awesome. Have I told you lately how much I love you?
I love you too, Dad.
Experience the new Diamond paradigm at Clark's Diamond Jewelers, where love is and always will be essential.
41 South is now open 7 nights a week for dine-in service. Reservations are recommended. Enjoy a relaxing sunset dinner on the patio and let us do the work for you. Come in and enjoy your favorite 41 South items like the crab bisque or smoked filet. If you prefer, takeout is still available as well. Call 208-265-2000 for reservations or orders. 41 South, just a short drive across Sandpoint's Long Ridge. 41 South, the icing on the lake.
At the University of Idaho, Saturdays are for...
I-T-A-A-O! Idaho, Idaho, go, go, go!
Saturdays are for...
And you keep fighting, and you keep fighting, and you keep fighting, and we'll get it done. Everybody got that?
Saturdays are for...
Pressure coming. Hits his man, Sandin, at the 10, to the 5. He's hit at the 1. Is he in? Touchdown, Idaho!
Get your Idaho football season tickets starting at $100 at GoVandals.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Man, that last commercial got me going. Touchdown, Idaho. Come this fall, I really, really hope so. Really hope that we can get back to football. We are back, our second segment here on North Idaho's Radio, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined by the Bonner County Clerk of the District Court, Michael Rosedale. Michael, how are you today?
Doing great, Bob. Thanks for having us back on. And I'm here with Charlie Worm, my elections director.
Oh, hi, Charlie. Welcome back to the program.
Hello, Bob. Thank you.
So you guys, of course, are first ever completely 100% mail-in primary going on right now. How are things going in your lives with this?
You know, very busy. We've had more than 10 times the amount of mail-out ballots, and it's way more than 10 times. In fact, the turnout has been almost, we've had twice as many voters with this mail-out as we did in its counterpart election year 4 years ago, the last presidential cycle. So it has been an enormous turnout. More people have voted here than ever across the state. It's been a record turnout.
Well, that's great to hear. It's great news because it's always been kind of a disappointment when, you know, a primary, and sometimes in general elections when you just see, you know, people complaining about politics and things like that, but then they just don't go out and vote. It's encouraging to see or hear about people actually participating this time around. What is the uptick as far as you guys, in your opinion? Is it because it's such a political year or because it's so convenient for people to vote in this primary? You have a feel for that?
Yeah, so, you know, I think there are a few reasons. One is everybody and their brother pretty much knew about this election. We had, you know, the standard two separate newspaper notices that got sent out. In the Reader, also put out notices. The Readout News had notices. Every newspaper we could think of. We've had radio ads. We had a full page application in the Reader. We've had, Facebook ads, posts. We've had it on our website. We've had two mailings from the Secretary of State's office. And then we had flyers at every polling place yesterday. So I'm not sure how anybody could have missed the election. I think more people knew about it than ever this time. And they had applications mailed to them from the Secretary of State or requests for the ballots. We were emailing them out, paper mailing them out. It was just well-pounded coverage.
And it really needed to be in that, you know, some people read those printed material that you talked about. Some people don't. Some people listen to radio. Some people don't. Some people are on Facebook. Some people aren't. So you really had to get the word out, and this is such an unusual situation that we're in. And then, of course, there was a little bit of confusion when people would hear that, oh, I'm going to be mailed my ballot, but actually what you got was a card saying you need to apply for your ballot. So it's great to hear that that confusion got taken care of through all of the publicity that you guys pulled off, and that people understood that they mailed that card in and they've gotten it and are obviously responding.
Right. I don't know who would have started a rumor like that, or I haven't been hearing that, but yeah, that's correct. We are the information we've been giving out is always that everybody has to request a ballot. And one of the reasons for that, Bob, is that there are, depending upon what party, and we talked about this last time a bit, you have different options, so we would have no idea. And on that note, some people requested the nonpartisan. They requested the ballots without party candidates, and they've been sort of disappointed that they got such a short ballot, but that's what they requested. They requested one without any party candidates on it, the nonpartisan ballot. So we have to comply with their requests, and so that's what they got.
So explain that a little bit to anybody who may not know. What was the difference if you requested the nonpartisan versus the Republican versus the Democrat ballot?
Right. So the Republican and Democrat ballots make sense. You get all your party candidates plus, you know, the judge confirmation, and if you have any kind of a levy or a bond or a recall, that's all on there. Strip out all the partisan issues, and that's what's left. So the people with the nonpartisan ballot request received the judge's confirmation, and if there is a bond or if there is a recall, they got those issues too, since those are not partisan, but that's all they got.
Gotcha. So you have until, as if I got this right, June the 2nd to mail it in, or does it need to be received by June the 2nd?
Yeah, that's a fantastic point. And everybody listening live or recording, please pay close attention to this. We have to have it in our hands by 8 p.m. June 2nd. The postmark date means nothing. We have to have it physically in our hands by June 8th.
Second.
I mean, I'm sorry, June 2nd. Scratch. Yeah. I'm sorry. 8 p.m. on June 2nd. Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, we're making it perfectly clear, right?
Sorry. Yeah. 8 p.m. on June 2nd. We have to have that ballot physically in our hands, period. And there's nothing I can do to extend that by law. So please, please get it back to us. And if in doubt, bring it in by hand. We have a box in front of our elections office. It's open during regular business hours, and it will be open till 8 o'clock on June 2nd as well. So if you're in doubt, hand carry that ballot in.
A couple of things, Michael. Where is that box that you can bring it to?
Yeah, so it's at our administration building. It's on 1500 Highway 2, Suite 124. That's at the intersection of Division Road and Highway 2, heading from Sandpoint out towards Dover direction.
Yeah, just past the high school.
Right by the high school.
Right by the high, yeah.
Little ugly federal building.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a good way to describe it.
Exactly.
Again, you know, if you're going to mail it, what would you say would be potentially the safe time to have it mailed by the end of this month?
No, that would be too close probably. Okay. So here's what's happening. All the requests we got on the 19th, the deadline for the requests are going out today. So they're going to be mailed today. People should be getting them Saturday or Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just fill it out right then and get it right back in the mail. I wouldn't get cute with the time. I would turn them around as fast as you can.
Absolutely. And if you haven't already done so, and it sounds from what you're telling us that a lot of people have already sent their ballot back in. Guys, while I have you here, and I don't know if you even want to touch on this, but I've just seen some things on Facebook and Instagram, and some people are really liking the mail-in only ballot. Some people are saying that they, you know, it's their right to go vote in person. Do you have a feel for what the future looks like as far as all that's concerned, and why is that becoming such a controversy right now?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that. And that is a big issue. I personally hope we never have this again. I personally hope that we have the way it normally is, where you can choose to vote absentee or you can go to your polling place. That's my preference. I think we're going to go back to that unless there's a, you know, some big part two of some virus that sweeps the country or
sure.
the world, and I hope that doesn't happen. But I'm rooting for going back to the way it normally is. We've had a lot more people vote, so on one hand, it's not been the way I've wanted it, and it's been a whole lot more work for elections office. But on the other hand, a lot more people got to vote. The other side of that coin is some people are really concerned about the security of ballots and voter fraud, mail
exactly.
fraud, and that's a legitimate concern. In Idaho has about the best mail-in ballot laws and safeties of any state in the union. They are fantastic. And so to get a fraud or a fraudulent vote in would be extremely difficult in Idaho, which should make everybody feel a little better. You know, there's always going to be a mistake. It's run by people. So when we are mailing out the ballots, the wrong ballot could be put in an envelope, but that's not fraud. That's just simply, you know, one out of every 10,000 might have that happen. You can't stop that. That's not fraud. That's just human error. But as far as the fraud, we have a fantastic way of coping with that. We, you know, every ballot that comes back, we check the signature from the registration card as to what's on the back of the card. And if it doesn't match, we call or send a postcard. And we pulled hundreds of those registration cards and called people and sent them postcards saying, did you get your ballot and did you return it? So, I mean, we only send ballots to people who are registered voters.
Mm-hmm.
Them. Other states, I mean, heck, it seems like they, you know, I don't know what they all do, but the stories, you know, what you read on Facebook and stuff, you never really know if it's true or not, so I'm not going to repeat them. But what you hear is a little egregious sometimes.
Exactly.
In Idaho, it's a fantastic system.
That's very reassuring to know, and you touched on, you know, comparing the signatures. Do you get a lot of ballots returned where people don't sign it?
We get some. Yeah, we've probably had 100.
Wow.
Yeah, so we call them and we get them to come back in here and sign it. Otherwise, we cannot, by law, count their votes.
Yeah, because you may not know that you have to do that unless you read the whole ballot, which I would imagine some people don't. They just fill in, you know, the blanks for who they want to vote for, and, you know.
Well, it's covered in two places. There's a blue instructional page. Sure, you sign the back, and then when you lick the back of the envelope to bring it back, there's a big red hand pointing to the signature line, and with a look, a red look pointing right to that signature line. So we're really hoping that red thing right in your face helps you realize that you're supposed to sign there.
That's great. We have Michael Rosedale and Charlie Worm with us from Bonner County. And, guys, anything else you want to pass along? We have one more minute.
Oh, let me see. You know, I just want to hammer out the fact that, first of all, thank everybody for voting, because we had an enormous turnout. We had twice as many votes as we did 4 years ago. And the other thing I want to emphasize is, everybody, make sure you get your physical ballots back to us by 8 p.m. on June 2nd. It must be in our hands, in our office, by 8 p.m. By 8.01 p.m. is right out. It's too late. By law, I can't accept that. And there may be people that try to test that just to, you know, have a test it. But I cannot accept them past 8 p.m. physically on June the 2nd. So please get them back. I want everybody's votes to count. So please get them back to me.
Absolutely. And again, that is, June the 2nd is not a deadline to have it postmarked. It is a deadline to have it received. So I'm glad you came on and brought in that point. Michael, Charlie, thanks for joining us today. Keep up the good work, and we'll have you back on again sometime.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. We are going to take our final break, and we'll continue with our, I didn't even realize we had such a Bonner County theme going today, but of course we had Marcy from the East Bonner County Library, and then Charlie Worm and Michael Rosedale from Bonner County Clerk's Office. And in a few minutes, we're going to go out to the Bonner County Fairgrounds, and Darcy Smith will join us. We'll touch on the fair a little bit and what's going on out there, but mostly we want to talk about her Girl Scout troop today and what that means to you as far as finally being able to get your Girl Scout cookies. Stick around.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonners Ferry Baptist Church. I think you would agree with me that we are living in very unique times. We are dealing with, and have been now for a number of weeks, circumstances that are challenging. I'm grateful that our state is beginning to reopen, and that certainly gives us some encouragement. But perhaps the circumstances over the recent weeks have revealed in your own life some spiritual needs that you were not previously aware of. Let me extend this invitation to you. If I can serve you in some way personally in relation to your spiritual needs, would you please contact me? You can reach me at 208-267-3746. You can find our email address at bfbaptist.com there on the website, or you can come by and visit with us here at 6892 Cody Street. We'll meet for Sunday school this Sunday at 10 a.m., morning assembly at 11, evening at 6 p.m. Again, you can reach us by phone at 267-3746. We'd love the opportunity to serve you.
Fred's Appliance made a special purchase of Samsung stainless side-by-side refrigerators just in time for the Memorial Day sale.
On sale now for only $9.99 at Fred's. But hurry, supplies are limited.
Save $300 on this stainless Samsung side-by-side refrigerator.
On sale for only $9.99, you'll find this fridge at Fred's, but you won't find it at the box store.
With ice and water in the door and LED lighting, this stainless Samsung side-by-side refrigerator is a great value.
Fred's Memorial Day sale is on now. Save on all major appliances.
See the best selection of refrigerators anywhere at Fred's. French door, side-by-side, and top-mount refrigerators are all on sale.
Supplies are limited on this stainless Samsung side-by-side fridge. Stop in and see it today.
Not sure what fridge is right for you? The experts at Fred's can help.
A stainless Samsung side-by-side with ice and water in the door for $9.99 is a great buy. Don't miss it.
Fred's Appliance, Spokane, Spokane Valley, and Coeur d'Alene. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale going on now at Fred's Appliance.
Hi, I'm Butch Horton, conservative Republican candidate for Bonner County Commissioner District 1. I believe in better strategic planning, more cooperation, and a positive focus on the needs of our county. I have those leadership skills. I served in the military and learned early on that service is key to protecting our way of life. I will work hard for you. In this primary election, vote for Butch. Paid for by the committee to elect Butch Horton, Republican candidate for Bonner County Commissioner, District 1.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
for late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte. Our final segment for today, for this week, actually. And it's time to start thinking oink moo you. The Bonner County Fairgrounds. We go out there now with Darcy Smith. Darcy, how's it going?
It's going pretty good out here. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, we're doing fine. Everybody here's fine. It's great to hear your voice. Great to have you back on the show. We're not really here to talk about the fair, but we're going to for a second.
Okay.
everything is on schedule for August 19th. Is that correct?
That's correct. August 19th through the 22nd. We are planning full steam ahead. According to the governor's orders, we mm-hmm. should be just fine. And in fact, if all works out as planned, we will also have a carnival at our fair this year.
Oh, that is great news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're pretty excited to be able to do that.
I know that we've had some concerts and things like that in the big grandstands and the outdoor arena. Is that looking pretty good too?
Yes, it is. We do have what we like to call our summer nights concert. We will have a concert on Thursday night of the fair, and then we will have our bull riding on Friday night of the fair, and then everyone's favorite, we will have our demolition derby Saturday night of the fair.
Yeah, demo derby. We'll get Wade Brown back on this show.
Yep.
Wade and I are actually related. I think maybe I've told you that before. We've had him on every year. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be loved to be on it again this year.
It's great that he does so much for the demo derby.
Oh, yeah.
What about the rodeos? You're going to have the two rodeos?
We are still planning on the rodeo. That will actually be the weekend directly before fair this
okay.
year. The calendar was a little funky, so it got moved around a little bit. But I've been speaking with the rodeo president and the committee, and we, in fact, just got PRCA approval 2 days ago. So we are full steam ahead for that as well. Of course, we're taking all precautions. We have extra hand sanitizer stations coming in, extra hand washing stations coming in all of my buildings. I've mounted hand sanitizer wall mounts as well. So we're doing our best that we can.
That's great. And by the time the rodeo and fair time comes around, doggone it, we're all going to want to get together and get outside
yes.
and enjoy all the good stuff that happens at the Bonner County Fair. Darcy, it's great to have you on the show, but that's not what we're here to talk about today, because you're also very active with the local Girl Scouts, and you have an announcement for us.
Indeed, yes. I wear multiple hats. So I'm also the service unit manager for the Service Unit 402, which covers most of, the entirety of Bonner County, a little bit into Washington, and then as well as up in Bonner's Ferry. As most people love, the delight of Girl Scout cookies are typically sold in February, March time, and mm-hmm. then we have booth sales in April. Well, the unfortunate thing called COVID had other plans, so these girls were not able to get out and sell these cookies. The reason why I'm asking you to help share and spread the word is the funds from these cookies go directly back to the girls to support their camps, their badge work, uniforms, as well as scholarships. We're one of the few councils that actually offer scholarships. So from the grades of 7th grade through 12th grade, if girls are registered as Girl Scouts each year and sell cookies, they earn scholarships. And
great.
So we were finally able to get our cookies out of quarantine. So they are perfectly safe and healthy to eat, but we are setting up a one-weekend, one-time booth sale only that we are aware of that we can hold. It will be this weekend at the Schweitzer Conoco. They have graciously allowed us to use part of their parking lot. This will be a drive-through only so that we do limit actual contact.
Mm-hmm.
And the adults will be the ones doing the contact between the customers, but the girls will be there with their smiling faces and probably raincoats on. So,
actually, Sunday might be a little iffy, but or maybe it's the other way around. Sunday looks nice.
I'm hoping for good weather.
Yeah.
And we'll be there for quite a while. We'll be there from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
Both days.
And are you taking both cash and credit card, or how is that going
yep.
to work?
Yes, we do. We take cash, checks, or credit cards.
Very good. So that's at the Schweitzer Conoco, of course, at the Schweitzer Cutoff on the corner and Highway 95 in Ponderay. Everybody knows where that is. So it's a drive-through thing, so there's limiting the contact, and you can get your Girl Scout cookies. And is there going to be any other way available this year, of all the weirdest years we've ever had, to get Girl Scout cookies?
There is one other way through... if you by chance know of a Girl Scout, or you could always contact me at the fairgrounds and I could get you in touch with it. But a lot of our local girls have, it's a link off of a website that you can sell and order cookies on there. They can either be shipped directly to you, or if we have them in stock here, girls can deliver them to the person ordering. But we're limited to what we were able to get after quarantine, so mm-hmm. this is going to be the best option as far as actually getting them this year.
Yeah, so anybody listening, tell your neighbors, tell friends, relatives that to get your Girl Scout cookies this weekend at Schweitzer Conoco between 9 and 4, because doggone it, we need our Girl Scout cookies, and doggone it, the Girl Scouts need the money and the credits that they get for this such an important program. And Darcy, while we have you here and talking Girl Scouts, how many Girl Scouts are in our area in this day and age?
So it all depends on the troop and the area. We are mm-hmm. we have a vast area to cover for our Girl Scouts, but we don't have the population mm-hmm. Such as like Coeur d'Alene and such. But up in our area, we have roughly like 200 Girl Scouts. And again, that covers the entirety of Bonner County and then Bonner's Ferry. We're booming with our littles, which is great. My girls are older, but they're high school age. And we're still hoping to be able to have our camp this year. I mean, we are very involved with the community between the food banks, the animal shelters, cleanups. We've got a great community that helps support them. And with Boy Scouts as well, we've got some great programs for them.
Anybody listening who maybe they put the thought of Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts on the back burner, how do they learn more about how they could get their kids involved in all of that?
Fantastic. So the best way for Girl Scouts would be to, you can contact our local council, which is located down in Spokane. And it's kind of an interesting one. It's GSUNY is how we pronounce it. It stands for Girl Scouts of Eastern Washington and Northern Idaho. So if
okay.
you were just to pull up your phone on a computer and type in GSEWNI, or even Girl Scouts of Northern Idaho, that
okay.
website will come up, and it has a great drop down for how to join. If you want to be a leader, if you want to just be a parent, if your daughter wants to join, just do it that way. The same thing with the Boy Scouts. If you were just to Google Boy Scouts of Northern Idaho, you can't miss it. They make it very easy. Both programs are grown strong, and very proud to be part of the organization.
And of course, you can always call Darcy at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. You're going to kill me for doing this, but at 263-8414, 263-8414. And Shelley or Darcy will answer the phone
mm-hmm.
and answer any of your questions. Again, the fair coming up this August. Looking forward to that. And again, mark your calendars for this weekend. You can get your Girl Scout cookies at Schweitzer Conoco between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. And just one quick last question, Darcy. What's your favorite kind of Girl Scout cookie?
Oh, I love the tagalongs.
Oh, yeah.
That peanut butter is the same peanut butter that they use in Reese's Pieces. And they're so yummy.
All right, Darcy Smith from the Bonner County Fairgrounds, thanks for joining us, and we'll have you back on the show several times this summer. Looking forward to it.
Appreciate it, sir. Take care.
All right,
Thank you.
Care. Does such a great job out at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, and of course, the fair scheduled this year for August 19th through the 22nd, and you heard it right there, then the rodeo will be happening as well, and we are looking forward to all of that. Looking forward to doing a couple of shows for you next week. Again, you can go to NorthIdahoRadio.com or look us up on Facebook if you have any suggestions for future top tens and would like to join us and do that. Anyway, it's Memorial Day weekend this weekend, everybody. I know the last thing some of you need is a day off, but enjoy the weekend with family and friends and safe distancing and all that. And we'll be back next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
Sandpoint, 1450 AM KBFI Bonners Ferry, and K246 CU, 97.1 FM, North Idaho's radio.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With businesses slowly reopening across the country, another 2.4 million Americans filed for unemployment aid last week, adding up to nearly 39 million now out of work since the outbreak began.
That signals nearly one in four Americans in the workforce lost a job. That's bad enough. Millions have it worse because they've yet to receive their benefits, a crippling reality for families who live paycheck to paycheck. Experts said about 40% of people who've applied for jobless aid have yet